Hey, let's talk for a minute about, we haven't had a chance to talk to you since the council retreat, so give me your takeaways from that.
Good session, a day and a half. I thought we did a nice job of sort of reviewing the strategic plan, tweaking it a little bit here and there. Not a lot of big changes in that. I think the main benefit of that is to prioritize some of the big issues that we need to be looking at. Each of us have our own short list and had a good discussion of those. Staff took a lot away from that, and, of course, they provide a lot of context as well.
Well, what's the John Nichols short list?
The John Nichols short list includes moving ahead as rapidly as we can on the Municipal Management District implementation process and the TERSs that are associated with that. The second major item, I think, is the review of the comprehensive plan, which is about 5 years old now and needs to be looked at. There's a committee actually working on that right now. I think that's an important undertaking, and I look forward to seeing what they have to say.
You know, one of the things that we've seen and that College Station struggled with a few years ago was, even though this was a relatively young city and that it was not yet 75 years old, the city charter was not really being changed to move forward as the city moved forward. And as you talk about comprehensive plan, it makes me think about the entire ruling framework within the city of College Station. How do you feel that needs to be reviewed?
Well, the charter, of course, is the Constitution, and that was reviewed not more than 3 or 4 years ago,
right.
I believe, and adjusted and changed, so I don't see that there's a lot of need to work on that. On the comprehensive plan, that's by design, reviewed every, it's updated a little bit every year and reviewed completely every 5 years. You notice that Dick Hervey recently passed away, the mayor, presided over the first comprehensive plan. I was intrigued to know that.
Yeah, I was reading the obit yesterday, and also the first aquatic center.
Happened
in the
Natorium.
Yeah,
the Adamson Pool
did a lot of things. I know budgets are important to you. I'd like to get your thoughts. John Nichols joining us this morning, Place 4 City Councilman from the City of College Station. How's the city doing with expenditures and revenue compared with the projections, as far as you're concerned?
I haven't seen the expenditure side, but I suspect we're pretty much on target. The revenue side is ahead of projections. I think it's going to allow us to do some consideration. We actually just did some budget amendments, but those were mostly, matter-of-fact, routine kinds of budget amendments, although the expenditure of the First Street property was a big item on our last agenda. But as far as general revenue, it's driven by sales tax, looking pretty good, and allows us some flexibility to build up fund balances. But at the end of this year, to look at some additional expenditures in key areas.
Now, you mentioned First Street, and so people understand, and that's the Cafe Excel area in that.
Yeah.
And so you did. You spent that right away. Well, now it looks as though you've got the conference center, CSASD. Do you believe that money should be spent quickly as well, or as quickly as the
No, actually, I'm on record as saying I'd like to see that put into a fund and reserve till we decide how we want to deal with meeting space issues in the community and are building plans along those lines, which will probably be tied to a bond issue in the next year or so.
Sure. Your assessment right now of Kelly Templin, been on the job for a little while, and one of the things that he's done is changed the hierarchy of the administration within the government. Your thoughts about Gilman and Kirsten and their new positions?
Oh, I think he is a quick study. He knows the community. He's doing a great job. His personal touch with internally and externally is good. I had no problems with his reorganization, and certainly he's identified key players that are excellent. We lost the director of Planning and Development Services to another city. He did an interesting realignment there to allow some people to grow into positions and manage the day-to-day functions.
Well, and actually in the reporting line now, it is different that we have departments that necessarily we're not necessarily talking to each other under the same person. You feel like that's a more expeditious way to handle it?
Well, I don't. Some of the realignment is different, but I still have, as I recall, Planning Development Services had code enforcement, community services. It's really a redivision of the functions within that into two separate departments. I think having Chuck Gillum coming up into the deputy city manager position is really good. He has a lot of strong engineering background, project management background that's excellent, brings a lot of strength into that.
John Nichols joining us this morning from the College Station City Council. Some specificity now, kind of your opinion on the sign message board question, which has come up. I'd like to get in again as one member of council, your thoughts there.
Yeah, I thought that was brought forward in a really great way, a positive presentation here to visitors, well organized by those interested. I thought that's good. That's the way things can be brought to the council. As you know, we couldn't speak to that directly at the time, but we have asked staff to take a look at it. Technology is driving that as much as anything, I think, something that probably has not been looked at in 8 or 10 years. And I believe staff is excited about taking a look at what can be done. For me, there's really three things: safety, aesthetics, and business opportunities. And from what I understand, the technology now is such that it'll bring opportunities for advertising and communications with the public, as long as it's done in a way that doesn't distract from safety issues, and as long as it's aesthetically beneficial. And those are the three criteria. For those that don't know, the rotation on our electronic signs now is once every 24 hours. The main request was to allow that to be rotated, the message to be rotated more frequently. I don't think we're going to flashing lights. I don't think we're going to continuous streaming of messages or anything like that. But clearly changing it more frequently than once a day probably is okay. I'll take a look at the staff report and I'm excited that we're taking the opportunity to review things.
You were a member of City Council who also voted that hot funds be spent to bring a museum in time here to College Station that will honor Aggies over in Belgium. That mm-hmm. museum is there now. Will be moved here. Basically, overall, your thoughts on that project?
Yeah, the Aggie Go to War exhibit is really an exciting prospect, certainly the hotel occupancy tax funds are appropriate to be used for that. I thought it was a great idea strategically, but I wanted to know more about the end game, so to speak. This is just the tip of the iceberg. We voted for $225,000 to be spent as our share of building the exhibit. When the exhibit ends its run in Belgium, we'll need to pack it up and move it here, have to have a venue here. I asked a lot of questions about how that was going to be done and how people were looking at it. I was pleased to see the level of private involvement in that, fundraising, other sources of funds. So in the end, I voted for it because I think it's strategically a good move, and I can see where other resources can be brought to making it happen when it gets back here, which is when the real impact from a tourism point of view is going to happen.
All right. Well, again, is this not like anything else, too? Won't there be maintenance and operation that's going to have to be funded as well?
Yeah, that's right, and that's why I was asking those questions.
Right. Well, I mean, and in your world, again, as one member of this governing body now, is there a place where it should be? Should it be on campus? Should it be off campus? Should it be the east of town, west of town, south of town? What are your thoughts there?
I think it's got to be convenient to those people who are visiting the community. I think there's a lot to be said for the Veterans Memorial area. I think there's a lot to be said for places on campus where game day events are attract 100,000 people at a time, and if you can walk to it, that would be great as well. I don't really have a preconceived notion on that. I know the Veterans Memorial Group has a lot of interest in it, and they're enthusiastically involved in supporting it. We'll just have to see how that plays out.
Now that the initial 200,000 plus, that is basically for 1 year, and that move that has it in Belgium and then moves it here, or does that actually include the moving expenses?
No, it does not include the moving, okay. As I understand it. That I asked about that, and that $225,000 is part of a $1.5 million total
right.
budget, and that's to develop the exhibit, build it, install it in Belgium, and to operate it for the period up to, I think it's 2016, from this December
right.
to the December of 2016, when it'll be then disassembled, boxed up, moved here at an expense of $1 million or more, and then a venue has to be provided and ready to go, or at least a temporary venue when it gets here.
So do I hear then that this initial 200,000 plus is good through to 2016?
Yes.
They won't come back next year and ask
no,
for any
no,
more
this
money.
No, this is an agreement through 2016, and You know, it'll be an excellent exhibit. We asked some questions about the artistic control and all of that, and the RVP is going to manage the first phase of this, and they've got a contract underway to kind of set up some subcommittees, one on artistic aspects of it and one on financial side of the exhibit development and implementation there.
Okay.
Because obviously we want something that expresses our cultural values here and what we'd like to see moved here. I don't think there's any reason to be too concerned about that, but I think it's good to have our folks weighing in on that all the way along.
Sure. Well, at the very least, we don't want it written in Flemish over here, because that's not going to do us much good over here. I don't know Flemish anyway.
Yeah.
Anything else on your radar screen we didn't cover today?
Oh, I think there's a lot of exciting things going on in the city. One of the things dealing with growth, I don't know whether you heard the announcement about the Kyle Field expansion the other day, not an announcement, but an update.
Mm-hmm.
And the director of TTI was talking about traffic management. And traffic management around and after games is a big issue.
Yeah.
I think it isn't just around games. We've got a continuing problem in town, and I believe we'll see in the budget this year some investments in some congestion management technologies, fiber optics, controllers for the light intersections, lights at intersections, with the idea that in a couple of years we may have some opportunities to do real-time management of the major intersections during the crunch time, during the regular routine weeks, not just...
crunch time maybe other than on Saturdays after football games.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that we touched on that. It is exciting. Well, all right. Well, thanks for the time this morning. I appreciate that.
Thank you. Appreciate being here.
Yep. John Nichols here from the city of College Station. Anything else, sir?
Well, just a quick welcome to all of our Brazos Valley Senior Game athletes who are in town. 401 competitors, ages 50 and up. We actually have 35 competitors between the ages of 80 and 88. We have a former summer Olympian from the 1952 Helsinki Games.
These are not your typical mall walkers.
No, they are not. These are some serious athletes. So we welcome them here. Hope they're having a great time. And if you'd like to check out the schedule of events and go drop by and watch some of these folks, cstx.gov/seniors.
All right, there you go. Jay Sokol here from the City of College Station. Visit with those folks on Fridays.